Well, we have this week to sort of wrap up, because next Sunday is, of course, you know, be the first Sunday in Advent. Now, there's a mystical reality to this, huh? As we wrap up this summation of world history, if you will, through the readings we've had all year, we're meant to realize that this is not just information. You know, this is divine power to change us, to enlighten us, to give us courage. And so we have now the book of Daniel. It was probably written in the 2nd century BC. Very much in mind, the north, Antioch and all that region, who regularly conquered Israel. And this story of Daniel, which will go on, and we'll have, I don't know what the readings will be, but in chapter 7 of the book of Daniel, Daniel recounts a vision of the Ancient of Days on a throne surrounded by thousands, and one comes like a son of man. Now, a son of man just means a quintessential human being. Well, they speak like that. Remember during the war we had with Iraq, Saddam Hussein, this is the mother of all battles. Maybe you didn't, but they speak like that, you know. So son of man is the quintessential human being. That's the title that Jesus gives himself, isn't it? The son of man. Calls himself the Son of Man all the time, alluding to this. So we'll read it as it goes. This one, the Gospel. I don't remember how many people remember when we used to have that saying in the community, which is a great saying. See, give of your substance and not of your surplus only. Whether that means time, energy, attention, prayer, money, energy, whatever. See, give of your substance and not just your surplus. And that's what this story is all about. Huh? And only Luke tells us this, so remember. This poor widow came and put in 2 small coins. Now, why would she do that? She knows it's 2 coins, you know, 20 cents maybe. Love. It's not the money. It's the love. She wants to make the house of God beautiful and have everyone come and worship there, be reconciled to God and to each other. So she does what she can. And she gives of her substance, not of her surplus. And it's a great meditation. How do I relate to the Lord? Do I just give up my surplus? You know, I got an extra 10 minutes, I'll pray, you know. Or I will pray no matter what. You know, or with money, or with time, or with so many other things. Or helping each other. Well, really, I can't today, I'm really too busy. What about sin? Sure. When I was a young monk, I made up my mind that any time anybody asked me to do anything, I'd say sure right away before I could think of anything else to say. And it helped a lot. So the meditation for the day, if you will, first we have Daniel having the courage to stick by what the Lord told him. And now we have this woman giving of her substance. And I think it's very beautiful. Now, there'll be people out there today praying to save lives. And you must remember them and pray for those women. As usual, Father Tom LaHood and I go over there on Saturday and we pray an exorcism over the whole place. It may be part of the, there's 100 saves now or more? 130 saves. Don't you think that thrills the heart of Jesus? You know, he's got plans for all of these people. Somebody was once praying to God the Father and said, well, send us, we need saints and geniuses and statesmen. And God said, I sent them and you killed them. We should pray and imitate this widow. There'll be a chance today, somewhere, to give of our substance and not our substance, our surplus, whether it be time or energy or advice or money or whatever. Pray for those women carrying these children. You know, as the Lord said, well, I sent all these saints and geniuses to you, but you killed them all. Let there be many saves today.